Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great show for you for this Friday, December 21st, 2012. This is our 539th episode. Today we're going to talk all about water sports and how to overcome your fears of the water when you come to Hawaii as we get through the big show. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. And you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. You can also get in touch with us on social media. We're on all the channels, Twitter, Facebook, and you can also just give us a call, old stool style, at 1-800-843-8771. Wow, we're getting through the holiday season here. We're getting a lot of calls for last-minute bookings, and unfortunately, there's very little we can do about that. So if you're trying to come here in the last seconds, you know, right here at the witching hour, you know, it's not going to happen. It's going to be very difficult. You might be able to find airfare, quite frankly, but it's getting the hotels and the accommodations that are difficult. I mean, just the other day, we had availabilities for cars, you know, because people have been calling me last minute for cars, and we're just out of cars, too. So if you're planning on coming to Hawaii in the next couple of weeks ago or so, it really is going to be very difficult to do. So, you know, plan a little bit further in advance for coming to Hawaii during the Christmas and New Year's season, you know. It's very, very difficult. I mean, people start planning the vacations for this time of year like a year in advance. So hang on to the idea until next year. And if you can, you know, come, you know, maybe after the second week in January, we're seeing really great rates. But all across the board, the whole climate, if you will, the whole inventory situation for coming to Hawaii is changing. It's high demand for everything. So planning in advance has never been more important. And you know, I talk about this practically on every show. So I won't belabor the issue. Anyway, I hope you're all having a great holiday season. We're coming up on Christmas this Sunday, and a lot of people are, you know, in the vacation mode. Very little is getting done, I noticed, you know, around this time of year. It's really tough to get things done. People are already, you know, saying, wait till next year, wait till the new year, I'll get back to you. So that's already starting to happen, and I'm sure that's happening for you as well. Or it's becoming a really good excuse to wait on things, you know? So, and I'm guilty of it, too. I've done it a couple of times myself. Weather is beautiful. Very windy, though, here in Hawaii. So if you're planning on being here over the holidays, we are seeing a little bit of weather. It's been kind of rainy in the mornings and in the afternoons, and I mean a lot of rain and a lot of wind. The other day we had over 45 mile an hour winds, like almost like tropical storm here in Hawaii. So keep that in mind if you're going to be here in the next few days or even over the holiday. I think this kind of weather pattern is going to stick around. It's actually the rainy season for Hawaii around now. So keep that in mind if you're planning to be here in the next couple weeks or so. Anyway, went to a beautiful opening on the day before yesterday, on Thursday, on Tuesday. It was really a great time. A new store called Leather Soul. It's not really a new store, but they're opening up a new store in downtown Honolulu. They have one in Waikiki. They also have one in Beverly Hills. High-end stuff for guys. So if you're a guy and you're going to do some cool shopping while you're here, I recommend this downtown store over their Waikiki store because they have a bigger selection of things. And I couldn't control myself. I bought this ridiculously expensive bag. I've been wanting one for a long time, you know, to carry stuff around in my computer and things. I have this old Tumi bag, and I finally splurged and bought myself a Christmas present. You know, do you ever do that? You ever, like, buy something you know you're not supposed to do just because that was one of these purchases? I mean, maybe all that scotch that I had, the scotch tasting, might have had a little something to do with that. Anyway, Yelling was good about it. My wife, she didn't really give me too much grief over that, which I'm grateful for. Anyway, let's get right to the topic today, which is about overcoming your fears if you're afraid of the ocean, or maybe you're just not the greatest swimmer, or getting in the ocean is something that might concern you when you come to Hawaii. Because it kind of can be alluring for Hawaii vacationers, or it can be something intimidating. Believe me, I really understand this, because I know plenty of people that either can't swim or are terrified of the ocean, and what they can't see beneath them. So it's nothing new to me when we book Hawaii vacations to Hawaii to hear this from folks. But what I don't really understand is why somebody would cut their Hawaii vacation experiences short by allowing this kind of intimidation of the ocean control their vacation. Because chances are, whoever you're traveling with is going to encourage you to join them in some sort of water activity. So I encourage you, you know, why not broaden your horizons a little bit and give it a try? Because overcoming your fears, whether it's the ocean, swimming, sharks, whatever it is, man of wars, boats, whatever it is, it's only going to maximize your Hawaii vacation if you get over them, if you kind of conquer these fears. There's a tremendous feeling in conquering your fears. Now, I'm going to give those people who grapple with these kinds of fears some pointers today for vacationing in the islands. And I still think it's important to conquer fears, but I also know that there's always somebody with you that says, hey, why don't you just do it? Just come along, just do it. And that kind of is annoying, don't you think? So I wanted to come up with things that you can do to ease you into kind of the beach vacationing style and also to get these nagging people off your back and also to try to get you to experience something new and exciting too. So the first tip I'm going to call the going along for the ride tip, okay? Now, just because you're not interested in like snorkeling or shark diving or even dolphins or swimming with the dolphins or whatever, that doesn't mean you can't go along on the boat ride just for the fun of it. You know, I encourage you to, jump aboard the boat and go along as a spectator. You know, just enjoy the aspect of it. You'll receive all the amenities that come with the tour, and you can kind of sit back and suntan, on the deck, and you can take photos. You can kind of be the photo person or video, and you can kind of hang out and mingle with some other people, maybe other people that aren't going, into the water and actually experiencing the activity. Because getting on the boat while in Hawaii is actually one of the best ways to explore the coastlines here. It's things that you're not going to see anywhere else unless you get out on a boat, even from a plane. I mean, you might be able to see it from a plane, but unless you're in a sightseeing plane, there's no other way to see the coastlines here. It's a very unique perspective. So I highly encourage you to do that. Now, if you suffer, like my wife does, of seasickness and stuff, they do have medications for that. Of course, like Dramamine or Bonine, those tablets, they really work good. And they eliminate that, seasickness thing. So, that works really well. Now, the next tip I have for you is for those who want to get in the water but are just a little bit of afraid, like timid to swim. And I'm going to call this tip safe swimming. Now, there's tons of safe swimming areas in Hawaii where beginners can wade around and feel comfortable, and they're great for the whole family or, if you have a group of friends or something. Calm waters at the beach kind of give you the sense of relaxation for everyone. So we know that people will mind if you make a suggestion to go to one of these these beaches that are a little more temperate. So it kind of can be something for everybody, if you will, especially little kids when you have little ones that really need to be in a safe zone. Here's a quick list of some spots on Oahu: Ala Moana Beach Park, Kahanamoku Lagoon, it's at the west end of Waikiki. Kaimana Beach is another one. That's sort of at the end of Waikiki towards the Diamond Head side. There's lots of them. There's ones on the other islands as well. I'll get a list up on our website so you can see some of these. Now, the next one I want to recommend is for people who can swim but are a little bit nervous of the ocean's wildlife. Are you like that? You want to go in, but you're scared of some of the things in there? Snorkeling is a great experience in Hawaii, and I really don't think you should miss out on it. It kind of transports you to another world, and it's really kind of a must-do. It's peaceful, it's relaxing, and, some of the best snorkeling can be found right from our beaches, just walking right out from our beaches. And that's really why I recommend our next tip, which is safe snorkeling. And this is really for those guys who are nervous to snorkel off a boat, which can be intimidating because of those ocean depths. But I guarantee if you strap on a mask and you get out the snorkeling equipment and hop in the water off of one of our beaches and swim around here, you're going to see fish. You're almost guaranteed to see fish. It's always fun for me to see somebody like going into one of these, like, oh, we're at Hanuma Bay, go, oh, wow, look at all those beautiful fish down there. I can't believe it. It's just, I love to see people's faces and hear them exclamate that when they're here. It really satisfies your desire to see the tropical fish and the underwater world without having to be afraid because you're out in the middle of the ocean. So I highly recommend that. And Hanuma Bay is probably one of the best spots for that. I mean, I've had people that like with some of those boogie boards that have the little window in it, just boogie board around on that and look down in. I mean, that's another good way to do it if you're really scared of the water. Now, my last tip is something that I highly recommend, and this is going to maximize your ocean-going experience, especially if you have no abilities for surfing and that sort of thing. And there's beach boys that are going to be able to take you in what we call these outrigger canoes. They're traditional vessels, and all you really have to do is sit there and enjoy the ride. The captain of the boat is going to steer the boat and the canoe the whole time you're on it, and you're going to catch waves. You're going to be able to paddle as much as you want because they're going to be paddling too. And you're going to be right atop the clear waters. It's just like surfing, and you really don't have to lift a finger. So it's a very cool thing to do. And you might not even get wet, although that's highly unlikely. But it is possible that you won't even get wet. You can just sit back, take pictures or video. And it's a great activity for those really feeling nervous or anxious about being in the ocean. And it's just a great thing to do, and I highly recommend it. We have it on our website, and it's very affordable, so check it out. So the moral of the story here is really try to leave your inhibitions behind. It's time to really carpe diem, you know, seize the day. Make Hawaii a destination where you kind of conquer your fears. You step out of your comfort zone, which I say a lot, and just allow yourself the fun of the ocean and the activities that surround it. And you'll really be surprised how much you get out of it without being, overdoing the cliches and everything. It really is something that will take you out of that zone and bring you something that you haven't ever felt before. So, you know, you're in Hawaii, you might as well embrace the beach lifestyle we have here and really the ocean-loving culture that exists here. And you may never have experienced this anywhere else. So don't worry about taking the plunge. Do it. You're not going to be sorry. And by the way, the water here, the temperatures here are always warm. I mean, it's 70 and above all year round. So please, do me a favor and try some of these things, even if you can't swim at all. Want to do a quick shout out here. I have one here from Craig Kappel, who said he was catching up on some of the podcasts and he just learned of our free concierge service. He thinks it's an excellent idea and he would like to take advantage of it. Also wanted a shout out. Also said that he booked with Abby earlier this year. He visited in late August and says that our company played a large role in the quality of our visit. So thank you again. Thank you so much, Craig. We do appreciate that comment. And yeah, you know, you really should take advantage of our concierge service. It is free, so even if you haven't booked with us, even if you're just looking for friendly advice and help, we're happy to do that. Give us a call. We have somebody that's just devoted to doing that. It's Makana here on our team. He loves helping people, and we love helping you. I know that some of you have found us after, you know, have already booked your vacation after you have found us. And I know some of you are really skeptical and there's just no way you would ever book with somebody like a human being or a guy like me. That's okay. You might want to think about how other ways I might help you. If you feel like this podcast has been valuable to you, try me out. I mean, everybody that I've worked with is surprised, especially people who do their stuff online is always surprised at not only how we can beat the prices online, which is just one thing, but how having somebody here in Hawaii is added to the value of their vacation experience. Don't be such a control freak. There are actually people that might be able to help you. I don't know how else I can put it. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. I want to wish you a very happy holiday. Hope you're having a great Christmas. If you're catching this lot, you know, during, you know, before Saturday or Sunday, if it's already passed, I hope you had a great holiday, and that'll do it. For my beautiful wife, Yaling, for all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo.